this old majestic hymn written by Martin Luther in the 16th century, first written in German, later translated into English for our benefit. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark, never failing. Love the ring of those words. Nothing weak about God, a bulwark, never failing. Why don't we start living like we believe it? Instead of fretting all the time and worrying all the time, don't you know the Bible says that you are to cast your every care upon Him and that you are to be anxious about nothing? Now, how many things are included in the word nothing? Everything. Nothing is left out. Financial problems, spiritual needs, physical woes, wayward children, hard to get along with companion. What are your problems? What are your needs? The Bible says don't worry about anything but pray about everything. And that's because we have a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe, his craft and power great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Martin Luther is speaking of the devil. And make no mistake about it, there is a devil. Some say there is no Satan, there is no devil, well, the Bible says that there is. And he sure stirs up a lot of trouble. If there is no devil, where is all the hardship and heartache and evil coming from? No, the Bible says that we do have an adversary. His name is Satan, the devil. And he walks about seeking whom he may devour. The third stanza, or the second stanza, Martin Luther says, did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing, were not the right man on our side. And man is with a capital M. Who do you think that is? The Bible says, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. So it's Jesus. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Just ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them, abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindreds go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still, His kingdom is forever. That's why this hymn has lasted since the 16th century, because it speaks so beautifully and majestically of the greatness of our God, and how that He stands ever ready to be a mighty fortress to those who love Him and put their trust in Him. And I look forward to spending these 30 minutes of morning devotions with you. And dear friend, together, let us just put our hand in God's hand and walk with Him today. Sense His presence. Put your hand in God's hand and know that He's a very present help in time of trouble.
You may ask me how I know my Lord is real. You may doubt the things that I say and doubt the way I feel. But I know He's real today. I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. But I will never walk alone. He holds loves me so. I can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know. In these days of confusion and uncertainty, the only person in this whole wide world who can face each tomorrow with confidence is the child of God. For in spite of all that's bewildering around us in these changing times, we know God holds all of our tomorrows in the palm of his eternal hand. And nothing can happen to the child of God but what he allows. You can afford to lose everything in this world that you may possess, but you cannot afford to lose the realization that God himself walks by your side and the knowledge that his hand is upon your life. Nothing is quite so important as finding God for yourself and feeling the touch of his hand upon your heart. I'll never forget the day he touched my life and the many times he has come with his presence just when I've needed him the most. Everything else in this world that I consider dear and precious may be taken away from me. But let me live with a sense of his presence and know beyond any shadow of doubt that his hand is upon my life. As long as I have this confidence, then that's enough for me. But I will never walk alone. He holds my hand, guiding every step that I take. And if I fall, I know he'll understand. Till the day he tells me can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know.
Can you say praise the Lord? What a beautiful, positive message that gives to us. May I give to you a good scripture verse? It's found in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. The children of Israel were standing there at the shores of the Red Sea, facing an impossible task. Pharaoh and his army chasing them from behind. In front of them was the Red Sea, uncrossable. And this verse I want to read to you says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Oh, praise God. There they were, an impossible situation, except God was there, and he makes the difference. "And the Lord said to Moses, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And go forward they did, as they crossed through the Red Sea on dry ground, because God had made a strong wind to blow all night long, and it parted the sea." The Lord would say to you and me today, in spite of all the troubles, in spite of the oppositions, and sure, there are plenty of oppositions, and no, it's not an easy road. The Bible never said that it was. It's a hard road. But the Bible does promise that God will be with those who love him and trust him. And whatever the opposition is, the Lord says to you, go forward. I came across a beautiful recording, some men's voices singing this next song. "Press on. When the valley is deep, when the mountain is steep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are hard, when we're battered and scarred, when we've spent all our resources, when we've given our all. In Jesus' name we press on. I thought those words were absolutely beautiful. Yes, when the valley is deep, when the mountain is steep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, in Jesus' name we press on. Jesus' name we press on. Or as the psalmist said in Psalm 71, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I'm not planning on quitting, are you? I entered this race for the long haul. Not just to run a few days or a few months or a few years, but for the rest of my life until I get to the journey's end. I'm going to press on. That's the faith that we have in Jesus, being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm afraid that's not so with so many people. Just like this passage in Psalm 106. Even those who left Egypt and those I was talking about as they stood at the Red Sea and they did go forward, temporarily, for a while, until the going got rough again and they started complaining and grumbling again. They never ceased. One of the things that God hates the most, evidently, is the spirit of grumbling. Do you grumble? Are you a spiritual whiner? Do you whine? Well, shame on you if you do. God hates it. He despises it. In fact, with the children of Israel, he sent fiery serpents among them that bit them, and many people died. Because of their grumbling, God doesn't want us to be whiners. He wants us to be praisers and believers. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But these words in Psalm 106, written about those same people to whom Moses said, "Go forward," and they did, and they went through the Red Sea. Now listen to what the psalmist said. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise, they soon forgot his works. How quickly. They believed his words, they sang his praise, they soon forgot his works. I don't want to be listed in the category of quitters. To have believed once upon a time, to have sung his praises once upon a time, but then quickly forgot God and his goodness and mercy and his works. It reminds me of the parable of the sower, the seed that fell on the stony ground. Immediately with joy they received the word, but they didn't have root in themselves. And immediately when the sun came out and got hot, they quit. Immediately they received the word, and immediately they gave it up. How quickly. Lord, don't let us be numbered among those who joyfully and quickly receive your word, but then when the sun gets hot and the trials come, we just as quickly abandon it. No, Lord, we want to be in it for the long haul, forever. In sickness or in health, in poverty or in wealth, whatever comes or goes, if we're on the mountaintop and the sky is blue and sunny, or if we're in the deep, dark valley, Lord, we have got a hold of your hand, and we never want to let it go, and we know that you will never let us go. So we're in it for keeps. The devil keeps after us. We experience constant harassment from our adversary, our wicked foe, who would delight in nothing more than to destroy every saint and everyone who calls upon the name of Jesus. But in Jesus' name, we're going to press on. And whatever it takes to make us what you want us to be, Lord, we're willing. We don't want to be softies, little pansies. We want to be strong soldiers of the cross. And so whatever it takes, we're willing, Lord. We're willing. We're in this for the rest of the journey. And we're going to press on, not in our strength, but in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we're going to be willing.
There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, "Draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind. There are new heights to climb and a new place in me. That's what I'll be willing to do. Oh, whatever it takes.
change my dreams nor my plans, for I'm placing my life in your hands. And if you call me today to a land far away, Lord, I'll go and you'll take the dearest things to me, if that's how it must be, to draw me closer to thee. Let the disappointments come, lonely days without the sun, if through sorrow or like you I'll become. For whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do.
You know why we don't have to be afraid to say that? The true Christian does not have to be afraid of the will of God. And you don't have to be afraid to say, Lord, whatever it takes, sunshine or rain, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. It is because, as a Christian, your life is hid with Christ in God. And nothing touches your life without touching the heart of God first. And He wills for you the very best for you. Have you never read Isaiah chapter 61? To appoint unto those who mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. This is how God does it in your life. You don't have to be afraid of saying yes to the will of God. He will always give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It may not seem so at times when we are deprived of what I want, when disappointments come, when dreams lie shattered at one's feet. But when you say yes to the will of God, as a Christian, knowing that your life is hid with Christ in God and His will is the very best for you, it will always, as you submit yourself to Him, it will always bring beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning. God means his best for you if you would just say yes to him. Let go of everything. Surrender all. The saints who are the most miserable are those who have not surrendered everything to God. But if you will give your whole heart and soul and everything that you are without any reserve and lay it on the altar of consecration, withholding nothing, but taking your beloved Isaac and lay him on the altar of sacrifice and say yes to God, you will find a joy unspeakable and full of glory. You will find a peace that passes all understanding, because that kind of peace and that kind of joy comes only in absolute surrender to the will of God. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's something to be desired and something to be wanted. Well, I've enjoyed these moments so much the past half hour that we have shared together in morning devotions. Thanks so much for listening. This is John Thrasher, and our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. I trust that you have a good day in Jesus today. Just worship him, love him, praise his name all the day through.